DP Sulu, along with the Super Bowl winning quarterback Kurt Warner. What'd you think of Johnny Manziel's workout today?
I thought it was good. You know, I'm one of these guys that you come to a pro day and having played the position and you're throwing against air and you're throwing a script that you've worked on, you know, 100 times. It's hard to be too impressive because you expect these guys, if you're talking about top 10 picks, to make all these throws. But Johnny did some things today that I thought were really impressive. You know, his deep balls, I thought he threw with tremendous accuracy. His ability to move and throw on the run, I thought was special. And so, again, hard to impress too much at a pro day, but I think Johnny found a way to be able to leave all these guys here and all these different teams going, wow, there's a little something special there.
Right, with no defense rushing, there's not really much you can evaluate. But Bill O'Brien said he wanted to look at mechanics and footwork. How do you think he did with those today?
I thought he was solid with those. I don't think great. You know, there was a number of things. I saw his arm position change a number of times. There were some things with footwork that again, I would change, that I look at having played the position and knowing the ins and outs that I would do differently. But again, I thought he made pretty much all the throws. I thought he was accurate with them. I thought he had velocity, the deep balls, no question about arm strength. So all those things were good, yet there was some things mechanically that, again, I would change. But again, young kid that hasn't played a lot, I think those things are things you can teach, but all the basics and the physical ability is definitely there.
What do you think about the decision to wear the helmet and the shoulder pads today?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you play that way. You play with shoulder pads and helmets. I don't think it really makes a big difference where anybody from the sidelines going, oh, well, he did that with his shoulder pads and helmets on. You know, but interesting. I mean, I guess it's just one of those things that nobody else has done it. He did it, so it keeps you talking about it. But I don't know if there's really anything that you can glean from the fact that he was wearing, you know, his pads as opposed to just being out there in shorts.
A lot of concerns that Johnny's style might not be sustainable in the NFL, the scrambling and the risk to injury. Do you feel that he maybe dispelled a little bit of that today?
I don't know if he dispelled that. I mean, I think that is a question that's the same for RG3, for Russell Wilson, for Colin Kaepernick, for all those guys that a big part of their game is running and creating, is that there's a fine line between creating and improvising and protecting yourself and playing the game that way, and then also playing within the pocket. And so I don't think anything's going to dispel that, because none of us are big enough to be able to take the pounding and the hitting of improvising too much in the NFL. So you have to be able to play in the pocket. But I think anytime you have a bigger set of skills, you have the ability to add something else to the mix. I just think that intrigues people and says, well, if he can play the way we need him in the pocket, and then he adds that extra four or five plays outside the pocket, we can live with that. We just can't live with our quarterback going outside the pocket 25 times and expecting him to play 16 games and be able to survive.
Rick Smith told me today that the Texans plan on meeting with him this afternoon in College Station and then flying him to Houston for meeting afterwards. What goes on inside those meetings?
You know, it's interesting because I was never in those meetings because I wasn't in that place. But I'm always trying to glean that when I talk to coaches and general managers. And I think the biggest thing is they truly believe that you can't fool them on who you are when you get into a meeting for 2 hours and you talk about everything. You talk about life. You talk about, you know, things that happened in college. You talk about football. You get up on a board. But people's personality and who they really are more times than not comes out in those meetings. And so that's really what it's all about, is, you know, we can get a snippet on the news, or we can sit, you know, say hello and talk for 5 minutes. We want to get these people in a room, these guys in a room for 2 hours, and basically just talk everything, because we believe we're going to get to the bottom of who they are and what kind of person they are. And so that's really the goal of those meetings, is I want to know, if I'm drafting a guy number one overall, or if I'm drafting him to be the face of my franchise, what am I getting? You know, especially I think with Johnny Manziel, it intrigues you because you've seen both sides of it. You've seen some of the issues off the field. So you go, am I getting that? But you've also seen the competitor and the playmaker and the guy with the great charisma as well. And so I think the bottom line is we got to wade through all of the things that we've heard and seen other places and figure out for ourselves, who is that guy, and is he worthy of being that guy for our franchise?